All right, 5:57 here on the Hard Line. We got not an hour left. We got about 30 minutes left because Stars Hockey, they're in Detroit as they try to get some more points up there for a...
Points are good.
Points are good, so we'll see if that can happen. But you were gone for the last 3 days, Bob. Where did you go? We couldn't find you.
Well, I wasn't here. Saturday, loaded up with the fam to go back to Big Bend, what we know as far West Texas. You say West Texas, people get a lot of thoughts in their head.
Mm-hmm.
You say far West Texas, where like you are butting up against Mexico. Well, now we're talking about way, way out there. And I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite places. It's really, really remote. It's difficult to describe if you've never been there. And the thing about these conversations is finding out how few lifelong Texans have ever seen that part of Texas. Had no idea. I just, you know.
Dude, I'm I've lived here my whole life, basically, and didn't go there until 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, so what are we talking about, and where is it exactly, and, you know, is this a golf thing? This one was not a golf thing. In fact, Lajitas, the place that we will occasionally wander to play this wild golf course right on the border, it's about 90 minutes from where we were headquartered and about 2 hours and 15 minutes from Marfa. And Marfa is one of those hot zips, I suppose, with the trendy suburban vacationer. But even that is misleading because I've been to enough tourism vacation magnets to know that while Marfa definitely has a reputation of being trendy, I think when you get there, you'll quickly realize I'm still at the end of the world.
It's trendy because it's trendy. Like, it became a thing, and now it is the second most popular bachelorette destination in the country. Or third, I think.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Vegas is still up there.
It's Vegas, Nashville.
Nashville's huge.
And Marfa.
Marfa's
how?
There's no way to get there.
They get there.
They get there.
It's
and
huge.
It's, you can obviously you drive, but there yeah, there's you know San Angelo, El Paso, Midland, I guess.
Yeah,
I
mean,
but it's a huge art community. That it's,
yes,
it's trendy, but it's trendy niche.
Yeah, I guess what I wanted to express though before anyone plans a vacation to Marfa, just know that the simple exercise of getting a meal is
or a cell signal
is extremely complex. They have 5 or 6 or 7 little neat eateries that are really neat when they're open. But, man, out in Marfa, we're open when we say
when
we're open.
It ain't for everybody.
And we're also open till the food runs out. And both of those things happen all the time. So I'm really into this scene, but you should know what you're getting into. And what you're getting into is one of the places in our country where there are no people. And I mean, it is so remote out there. And so we didn't stay in Marfa this time. Last time we did, we got a house in Marfa and overpaid for a VRBO. And this time we went even more remote and went down to see our friend Cowboy Tom. And he's at a ranch. But even that, Corby, is impossible to describe to people as you went to a ranch. What does that mean? You know, there's a big stable and there's animals in there and you're in a place adjacent to it. No. This ranch that Cowboy Tom runs, and we talked to him like about a year ago now, it's got 50,000 acres. 50,000 acres. Now, these acres are difficult to describe other than mountainous, desert-type cactus climate with some cattle. And there are some forts that go back to the 1830s and 40s that were created to protect the natural springs from the Apaches.
Yeah.
So, you know, to live in the desert for you, your animals, literally anything, you have to at some point have water.
It's a hot commodity.
And so these natural springs that are extremely rare would have entire forts and almost castle-like structures built around them to make sure the water didn't fall into the other guy's hands.
The bad guys.
And this is where, dude.
Who were the bad guys, though?
Blood would flow in a battle for water less than 200 years ago.
It's life or death, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So some of these natural springs can produce a couple gallons a minute. Some can get up to, I think, a dozen gallons a minute, and they just spring from the earth, and they're clean, and they're cool, and they're magical, and you know, you can see where they are sometimes because that's where the tree can grow. But when you talk about 50,000 acres of mountainous terrain, you're talking about 78 square miles. Think about the vastness of what actually seems to house, if you're lucky, 78 people on 78 square miles.
Dude, it's amazing that the setup down there at Cibolo Creek, I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, like you talk about Marfa being a bachelorette destination, Cibolo Creek is a destination
for the big-time hunter.
For the big hunter, yeah. You'll also have people that
Which, of course, is me.
Oh, yeah, that's all you do is hunt. but you also have people that go down there, the Mick Jaggers of the world, and I say Mick Jagger meaning him specifically, went down there for years and years and years with his family and kids and grandkids and all that.
Miranda Lambert was just there doing an album with Jack Ingram.
Yes, yeah, staying at Cibolo.
At the exact place.
Were they staying in the Mick Jagger suite?
Yeah, there's a little guest book.
Or fort.
There's a little guest book there, and there's Miranda Lambert saying, hey, thanks for letting us stay here and all that.
As legend has it, I think Mick tried to buy the place and got into a squabble with the owner, and that's when he stopped going.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because...
This is where Judge Scalia died.
Yeah.
Yes.
Supreme Court Justice Scalia.
So the great Cowboy Tom says, hey, you know, come stay here. You won't believe it. And last time we stayed at the actual headquarters where the good justice passed. This time we stayed at a place that was literally 20 minutes from everything and everybody. So it's me, Sally, and our two boys are staying in this
fort,
remote fort that was constructed, you know, again, 150, 200 years ago to protect this little water spring. And we are out there with nothing but the coyotes and the mountain lions and, you know, the random elk or whatever. And there's nothing for 20-minute drive in any direction.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And it's, you know, it's depending on your taste. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's haunting.
Wild.
At night, it is so weird.
The stars, but there's nobody.
It's so quiet. Like, that can get in your head after a while, you know? Cowboy Tom, I mean, his place is... It's not too dissimilar. I mean, it's on the main road. It's,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
Still, there's around.
No, he's at least close enough to the road that his phone works.
Yeah.
Ours, you know, there's just nothing. There's just nothing out there. And, it, you know, the fort itself is certainly made to accommodate, you know, famous people and keep them comfortable. And, yeah, there's, you know, you can get your Wi-Fi and your electricity. There's another fort that he showed us that has no electricity. And he was telling us about a dude who stayed there for months, and it wasn't that he was in any way short of cash, but he just wanted to...
Off the grid.
...be alone with his thoughts for like 6 months.
I want to go to there.
And he's in this little... I mean, it's nice, but it's a little place, and you have no electricity, and you do have running water, but you're just out there with your thoughts, and you will not see a soul.
And I think that's part of the allure. I mean, there's an airstrip out there.
Yes.
And people are taking their private planes in from all over the world into this place. And it's become a thing, you know, for the uber rich, basically, to come hunt, big game hunt, party.
Yeah, but let me be clear, though. The area is not about the super rich because it is RV capital of Texas, I imagine. I mean, it's nomad land in some respects.
Right.
I mean, there are people, and if you don't know Spanish, you're not going to be able to navigate all the little towns because it's a ton of Spanish speaking, and it's really nice people, and I can't tell you how gorgeous the world is out there. It's just magical. But you're also going to see ghost towns. And when I say ghost towns, I mean everybody just vanished and left everything. Cowboy Tom was showing me pictures of a convenience store that was just abandoned in the 1930s. And everything is like it was. Like they had a newsstand and he's showing me boxing magazines from the 1930s that were still on the newsstand.
That's cool.
And nobody had been in there.
That's really cool.
It is so crazy. So people go out there, and if you're into hunting, it's certainly there. There's fishing, and obviously you're right with the people biking in the mountains, and there are great hikes, as you know, Corby, and it's just.
Did you guys make it to Big Bend all? To the park?
The national park? No, we actually hiked on their land because with 78 square miles, he's like, you can drive an hour and a half if you want, but we have this hike right here with this canyon you won't believe. And yeah, it was ridiculous. So real fast, I've got plenty more for future segments, but apparently this weekend, who knows anything about Naked and Afraid?
Oh, yeah, TV show? Yeah. Are they filming down there?
I've watched a few episodes.
I have too.
I think they already did, and I think the episode shows maybe this weekend.
Was it you?
No, I was not naked nor afraid. I can handle the afraid part. But but apparently, back there in that far west Texas outback, they lit a dude and a chick out there in their birthday suits, and they've got to figure. Dude, there are cactus everywhere.
I know, and rocks.
You want to protect the privates as immediately.
I think they let you wear shoes, don't they?
No, because Cowboy Tom, because he's awesome and is like MacGyver, he's telling me, I had to teach them how to make sandals out of the yucca. And I'm like, what?
He was the. Oh, my God. Of course he was.
Dude, he can do everything. He makes you feel so incapable, and your wife is listening to all of... He can fix anything. He can rig anything.
Your wife's eyes are turning into, like, these pulsating hearts.
Yeah, I mean... I've had a conversation with him on the phone while he's delivering a calf.
Seriously.
Well, I got my hand up a cow's ass right now. Hang on.
So... unless you've been out there, you probably think this is only possible out there by the Grand Canyon or this is a land that can't be in this state. It's a ways to get out there. I'm not going to lie. It's a good 500 miles to get there. And then everything is an hour and a half from each other. So be prepared to spend some time driving, and then be prepared not to be able to pick up a radio station or your phone to work or anything like that. But it's cool as heck, and I can't wait to go back again.
Different world, man.
Love Big Bend so much.
All right, good stuff. Community quick hits.
If there were any questions whether this guy was going to run for governor, I think they were answered this morning.